Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all of you, beloved brothers and sisters, or both, beloved gods and goddesses of one. Welcome again to our Zora call today, being August 28th, 2021. So happy that all of you could make it to our calls. And let's get moving and let's get started with our show today. All right. So let's bring Zoraya in and so she can say hello. Hello.
Hello.
How is our beloved Zoraya doing today?
Fine.
Okay. All right. Well, so what's new with you these days?
What's new with me? Good question.
All right. Well, how about this instead? How about you go ahead and get started? Well, let me just, I do have a couple of things to mention for people.
You
know,
we are at
that precipice. We are at, actually, we really are at our goal. We are where we wanted to be because this is what we desired. We desired to be the light workers of the world, of Kara Krista. We made that decision before we even came here. And yes, we have had our challenges in so many different ways. On the other hand, knowing that we are truly gods and goddesses, we have the strength to move forward. We have the strength to be able to say no to what we don't want in our lives anymore, and yes, and bring forth what we do want. And that is a pristine and loving and joyous environment to live in. To change the reality of 3D into 5D. We hold that together. And we together will be able to influence and change our world. We're going to talk more about that today. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring Zora through. So we have to do a little invocation here to get ourselves centered, and so we can go forward with our call. So everyone, just go ahead, Zoraya, if you will, put yourself back on mute, and we'll go ahead with our invocation. Saint Germain's invocation of transformation. Every day we are getting better and better. So let's go ahead and sit still, back straight, if possible, relax and relax. Close your eyes, breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in on a count of four. One, two, three, four, and hold, and begin to relax. Exhale all negativity, all negative thoughts, all that you no longer want, aches and pains and worries, anxieties. Just let go. Breathe in again. Bring in beautiful golden white pink light, magenta light, through the top of your head, coming in also from the inner hollow earth, from inner and hollow earth. Bring both of these strong and vibrant, brilliant energies into your heart center. Breathing in again, who you are, who we are, just beautiful, brilliant energies of love and light from the top of your heads, all the way in through your feet, through the soles of your feet, both meeting together at our beautiful heart-mind center. Breathing in one more time. Breathing in. Beautiful, beautiful healing. Beautiful golden, white, magenta light. Let all of these beautiful energies, fifth dimensional and above energies, sparkling, and you could feel the tingle. You can visualize, you could feel your transformation of light into the higher light bodies that we are. Beautiful. Let's move. Keep your eyes closed. And just envision the goal that you have right now, where you want to be right now. Envision that. We are our I Am presence. We breathe love and light into our heart-mind centers. We are the great temples of love and of light. And we call forth the full power of the great fireless flame of transformation, of love and forgiveness, to transmute all of the causes, core effects, habits and records and programs and memories of every single thought and feeling and word and action we have ever expressed in any time, any dimension, known or unknown, that reflects anything associated with things such as poverty consciousness, victimhood, separation, powerlessness, low vitality, ill health, suffering, disease, misuse of male and female energy, misuse of power of self-hatred and shame, of believing we are bad or not good enough, fear, rage, negative judgment and prejudice, and any kind of limitation. And with divine love and forgiveness and peace and joy and abundance as our intentions, we blaze the violet flame and feel that within your heart mind, that violet flame to blaze through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy that has our signatures on it, that reflects anything less than who we are as the infinite perfection of our God and goddesses selves. We trust our gods and goddess selves, higher selves, to transmute our being into the sublime and highest love and light and abundance we truly are. And we now ask our I Am presence to fill our space with the beautiful, brilliant, golden white light of sources, prime creators, mother, father, gods, infinite love and light and health and abundance. Once again, in the name, goddess selves, our higher selves, we accept this as fully accomplished. And we absolutely know it. And it is done. Our command together. We command Prime Creator, Prime Creation, our spirits to bring in our highest consciousness, higher consciousness, to us now. We command Prime Creator to bring to our awareness our God, Goddess selves now. We command our spirits to bring thoughts in our heads and bring them all into our heart centers, heart-mind centers now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we know it. And we thank you. Feel. Whether you hear or you feel. Just feel this brilliant energy. This is who we are as a collective and individually. Five, four, three, two, one. We receive and we know we are in perfect health, in perfect abundance. And health. So be it. All right, Soraya. I think we know we are ready. You can go ahead and unmute yourself now. And I know you have an amazing message to share with us today. And all of you, before Zareya says anything, make sure you have your headbands. Hopefully everyone will soon be able to have a headband through our beloved Christine Light. You can go to her website, helpingtorise.com. Helping, H-E-L-P-I-N-G, the number 2, RISE.com. That is her website. All right, everybody. And Zareya, thank you for being here, for loving us and being here to help to guide us as well, along with your father.
I think you still have me on mute.
I do not. We can hear you perfectly.
Oh. Okay. Well, I said last time after I read what message from Diane Robbins and the portion I read from the Crystal Kingdom book, I said I would read about the truth about Peter Pan and Wendy. Well,
oh,
here it
all
is.
Right. Okay, here we go.
Peter is the king of the elementals. Peter and Wendy and the elementals lived on a continent of Pan in what is known as the Pacific Ocean. Although Peter Pan and Wendy remain a myth, legend, and fairy tale on the surface, in reality, they are real. The elementals came to Earth before humans did and worked with the angels to prepare the Earth for the human race. Elementals and angels then escorted humankind from the great central sun to the surface of this planet. For the first time, two golden ages of 14.5 to 12.5 million years ago, we all lived together in peace and harmony. And then humans began mistreating the elementals and enslaved the elves and dwarves, and then did the same to other humans. when humans started killing other humans, the elementals, drew a force field of ether around their continent to protect Pan. Pan is another word for Lemuria. As the warring increased, they had to collapse their nation of Pan in order to protect themselves and move it down into the Middle Earth below the Pacific Ocean. Great starships came and all elementals were escorted to the great central sun while the continent of Pan was collapsed and a new home was created for them inside the earth. That's in the crust of the earth. That's what they call Middle Earth. The elementals created our physical bodies. They will again show us how to create new substances and how to be in right relationship with nature. They are many kinds of elementals, elves, fairies, dwarves, gnomes, unicorns, dragons, leprechauns, mermaids, hobbits, and more. Hobbits do live in the Shire, and when it is safe for them to show themselves, they will teach us how to love the earth and show us what one seed can do when we are in harmony with our planet. Dragons hold and protect the sacred fire. Unicorns can teach you how to fly. The elementals are now starting to return to the surface, mainly in the mountains and forest areas. This information was taken from the Radiant Rose Academy located in Vancouver, Washington. I am Peter, and from the continent of Pan, and I serve as humanity's biggest fan, which is why I've returned from Middle Earth to assist all of you in your time of rebirth. I am an elemental and so gentle. I greet you tonight with so much delight. The elves, fairies, leprechauns, and gnomes, we all have come to be with you in your homes. Well, you'll start to see us, and then you'll rejoice, for we'll speak to you in a human voice. We know your language, we know your way, and our greatest gift to you will be our play. We love to play and dance and sing. Run under the chairs and jump in the air. As you sit here, so attentive, we become inventive and run down the aisles wearing great big smiles and weave between you in and out and raise you our voices to a shout. Come dance with us and twirl about. It's much more when you step out and hold our arms and feel our charm, for we are real and our touch can heal. So we appeal to your hearts and promise never to part. You need to get up and jump in the air, and we ask you, please, do not stare. Just know we are there. The time to see us comes with the dawn, when your vision and feelings are so much more strong. This is our favorite time of day, when we can abandon ourselves and just play. So come outdoors in the early morning hours, but please do not take the time to shower. Just call to us as you make your way, and we will include you in our play. We are with you again, this time to be to the very end of your journey, when you will ascend. I am Peter, your friend from the past, and I assure you our friendship will always last. We're together now, and we will have a blast, for you are on your way home at long, long last. When you're indoors, you can surely explore nature's kingdom with your inner sight. If you sit quietly and concentrate with all your might. If you're feeling sick and must rest your head, we'll sing to you and dance around your bed. You can sing too. Just follow along, and together we'll sing a beautiful song. See yourself healthy. See yourself strong. Imagine yourself running. It won't be long. For angels are all around you. If you move the walls by traveling inwardly, you will see them all. There are no barriers. When you explore, for your heart will open every door. The inner world does exist. If you just know and don't resist. You can talk to us and see us. We are always here. Our travel on moonbeams that are crystal clear. And you will feel us very near. For imagination is such a big part of bringing all you desire into your heart. Close your eyelids and you will see everything that can be. We and Peter Pan and Wendy will show you the way. Just call on us to come and play. We'll run with you, we'll dance and shout. And you will hear us laughing as we romp about. Just imagine us with you, and we'll be there. And you can dance and sing with us and fly through the air. We will take you everywhere, to any place you can conceive. If you just imagine and know. This is sealed with a kiss from heaven above, so you can feel our very great love. And that's the message from Peter to you. Back to you, Quasar.
Thank you. That was another great reading. So we appreciate that. All right. Well, how about... our next wonderful light worker individual, that would be Dr. Tom with all of his wonderful updates. So it's a little bit early, but let's go ahead and see if we can bring him through. Okay. All right. Hold on a second. There we go. All right. So I know a lot of you have are in difficult situations right now. So this should be a very wonderful information coming from Dr. Tom. So let's go ahead and bring him through. And we all know what that's about. All right. Okay, Dr. Tom, we're going to be calling you here. So we know you're going to be ready.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tom. And how are you today?
Super fantastic. And you guys?
Oh, we're great. Thank you so much for being here, especially on this most auspicious day. And everyone is very excited to hear what you have to say. So go ahead. We'll let you go ahead and have the floor. Thank you, Dr. Tom, for being here.
Well, let's kind of do a little review of, because I think we sometimes just do a news flash, you know, and it's, we don't know what's before that and what's after that. A lot of us got into this many, many years ago, strictly for the Iraqi dinar, and it was going to happen way back then. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I got word that the RV was delayed or stopping because we had to implement the GCR, which is the global currency reset. So at that time, we were told maybe a year or two to get that lined up. And so that's why the RV has been slow over a period of time. So we've gone through processes of just the RV was just the dinar, and then they started to add the GCR, which is, you know, hundreds, over 200 currencies, countries to be implemented. So the processes, and I'll kind of go along, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but that's kind of where we're at. Then they had to implement the QFS system in that. So it went from the RV, they stopped it, then the GCR, and then we've been doing...
Hey, Dr. Tom, I so apologize. I was so excited. I just, deleted this. I couldn't hear you anymore. So I accidentally pushed the wrong button. So can you backtrack, please?
Okay. So where did you want me to start from?
Okay, thank you. Yes, just go ahead and get started. Just start all over again, if you will.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that everybody was able to, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we went from originally the dinar, which was 10 to 15 years ago. Some of us have been in there close to 12 years, myself speaking. We had the RV of the Iraqi dinar that was supposed to go any minute back then. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, they stopped the RV and they said, now we're going to start up the GCR, which is the global currency reset. So that was all cleaned up and moved on, and then they implemented the QFS system. So it's been a process from RV Iraq to 206 countries GCR to now implementing the QFS system, and then I'll kind of put the rest together. The RV is just a small portion of what's changing on the world. So we have the New Republic, we have Nasara, Jasara, which I'll talk about. We have programs. So the RV is just a little speck in this. There's many, many other things that have been going on that they've been working on for actually hundreds of years. So we'll kind of combine that. So you can kind of see that we just think that this whole thing is just the RV, but it's not. It's this other planetary change. So let's get with some of the news. Big news coming out. We've never looked at Iraq. I never did. But the last couple of days, Iraq has raised their in-country value a small amount. It's a dollar and some change. They have to do that. It's in the Gazette. You can look it up. I had the figure, but I can't find it. to balance the budget, and then they'll start increasing it in-country a little bit more. Dignitaries are coming from all over the world to Iraq this weekend to have meetings to go over the global reset. And so that's the first time this has happened, and I'm kind of waiting for this. So that's a signal that we are now getting close. So in that area of Iraq, they're going to have what they call the golden dinars. Basically what that is, it's kind of like the euro, where many countries in Europe have kind of the same shared value. So that's being implemented in surrounding countries. They're putting that together. That's what some of the meetings are. So that's very exciting there. So the big thing that we're waiting for right now is the debt jubilee and the SARA, which is the National Economic Strategic and Recovery Act, and then with JASARA, right? So those had to be implemented first, and the bonds money had to be moved, about $22 trillion, to clear the debt so we could move on into the reset of the currencies. So we have three things involved with Nasara, which is the debt release of all the loans and mortgages and interest that will be paid back to us, okay? And then also, and this is over a period of time, most likely I think Nasara will be announced on 9/11. So we have three things, the interest paid back or your mortgages or your car loans erased. And we'll get future information. Once again, that's going to be down the road, or actually pretty soon, but there'll be a lot of educational things which I'll be talking about on that. Taxes that come back to you, all these taxes that were taken from us illegally will be back to us over a period of time. And then also your birth certificate, which can, you were traded. Everyone on this planet was traded through bonds, and you'll be reimbursed from that. So you can see that the RV and this global reset has many factors in it, okay? Now, coming up, we're going to have the EBS system, which is 10 days. It'll be 10 days. There'll be videos. It'll be going over the New Republic, common law, and we'll be getting more information on all the new court systems and how it's all going to interact. Okay, it's going to take time. Hopefully during the EBS time, too, they'll have disclosure of the truth, and they'll shut down these news organizations. They've been corrupt. So also, too, they'll be going over, on top of that, of the Nasara. Nasara is also the farmers, the tribes. Fines and penalties are being paid off. And then the big area why it's been a little slower is just that the security teams, military people, have flushed out the bad guys that were trying to interrupt this, the QFS system. So the military has cleaned, they just want to make sure that they follow, as our teacher says, Jane, you know, basically this changeover, we're following the laws of the new era, which is the New Republic, and this changeover, so everything is being done by the law, because everything that's being done now by these squirrels and parasites, they're not following the rules, right? So money is the upper tiers have been paid, the military or the governments, and then money is now being moved, hopefully over the weekend, to mid-level accounts. So we're in a place where we're hoping that this will start triggering. So we're going to just stand by and see, but everything has been rolling out. The bonds have been paid out to, so we can get the balance of the balance sheets corrected. So that's kind of where we're at with that, and and then we'll get it rolled down to tier A and B, and so it should be an exciting time. It's very quiet. A lot of the people have been told not to mention things. But once again, I know a lot of people hear this every week. It's going, just relax. It's all worked out. We're going to have the truth about all the bad guys and all the jabs and all these things that we're seeing. Looks like the world's falling apart. But that's basically by design, the fires, Afghanistan, all of that is just to look over there so they can get the GCR, the quantum financial system, going. So this will all settle down. It's been a rocky ride, and a lot of people are freaked out. But just know, it's, we're in a good time. Grab your popcorn, as a certain ex or current president says. We only have one president. You know who that is.
Exactly. That was an excellent overview of where we were and where we are today. And when I spoke with our teacher last, he did say that they are still expecting that notifications and lockdowns of the rates will appear, between, this coming week. So it's like it is here. It really is moving, as Dr. Tom has just already mentioned. So please know that that is the truth. In regards to, there's been some information that's been leaked out there regarding, the Zim and, the 2009 or the 2008 or not, that are, apparently there was a leak from one of the gurus that one of them was not going to be able to be redeemed, and that's false. So anything that you hear out there that doesn't jive at all, that doesn't concur with what we've been taught, don't go there. Just let go of it. We will get all of the information as soon as we get notifications and lockdowns of all of the rates as well as procedures to move forward. And that is very, 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 very imminent. So just really be prepared. Go over all of your documents as far as how to be prepared. Make sure that you've got your trust for all of you that have the trust. And for all of you that do not have a trust, not to worry. Dr. Tom, since I know you're still here, let's talk a little bit about that. For those people that do not have a trust, you and I can just kind of tell people, when you go in to redeem or exchange, you will have that opportunity also to be able to, if you've done some homework already, have gotten in touch with the big banks or whoever you're going to be working with. We're not talking about them per se, but talking about your wealth management people, your whether it's your family office, that you've got go-to people that will be there for you to assist you to form your own trust at that time because you don't have the funds right now. So perhaps maybe Dr. Tom might want to say something a little bit about that. People are afraid if they go in and they get a skeleton trust from the bank, they already know who's a trustee. You want to make sure that it's a revocable trust to start off with, wherever you get it. Make sure it's revocable. That means you are in charge. You are the grantor as well as the trustee. You want to be in full control of your particular trust. So would you like to say something in regards to that at a redemption time for people that do not have a trust at this time?
Yeah. So I think, and then layering on top of that is, yes, that's all done. You can go in and they'll have a skeleton trust. And because you have to understand this, that all the trusts are going to go to common law. So here's the thing. If you think, if you didn't do your research over time, most people have that are on this call doing their research about where to invest. And a lot of people think this has been the hardest part. Okay. Well, the hardest part next is when you receive these funds, you need to go back to school and get educated about the new republic, the new investments, the new banking system. The banks won't be able to ever, they're not allowed to get into your accounts. It'll be you
right.
and the U.S. Treasury, which is surrounded by the QF system. So so when you receive your funds, you'll have your exchange trust, then you'll move. Then you'll get an attorneys that will be doing the new common law trust attorneys programs. They'll lay all those out. That's going to take time with education and everything else. So just know that if you just get receive your money, if you don't want to lose it, you need to start getting on these programs. You'll be alerted over a period of time. There'll be programs out there, education of what to do, but you need to really just like the old story is, you know, 90% of the people who win the lotto lose all their money, okay? So you have to follow this, but everything will be okay. Just listen to your advisors. Don't do, you know, crazy things. So everything will be fine. Just the skeleton trust will work. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have it. If you have your trust already, it just makes it easier. And then you need to, you got to remember, you're the one, you have to think for yourself, okay? And you have to lead yourself. You have to govern yourself. You have to be, you get advice, but now it's time to stand up and you're in control and you make the decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. The other thing I want to let people know is that we have been waiting and waiting for that next step. That next step is once we receive notifications and lockdowns of the rates, we will have we will be moving into what we call phase two. So even before you go in to exchange, we will be able to get further information about the process. So that's what everybody is waiting for. So the questions that you may have now is that's fine. Just be prepared. You have all of that information. It's all in our files, you know, that's in the back office. You have a lot of the links also to go back and to re-listen to it. And know that you are already in a good place. So you're not the public. You are the people. We are the people that are going to be receiving these funds so that we can help not only ourselves, but generally speaking, it is to be able to help humanity. It's being able to help the ones right now in your community. So with that being said, are you open for a
Jane,
couple of questions? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd just like to say one other thing.
Oh, sure.
That, and I'll make it short here, is make sure you have to take care of your being, yourself, mentally, physically, and spiritually, okay? Because if you don't take care of yourself, you have to go through the programs of detoxing, getting back to getting outside and earthing, being in nature, drinking structured water, eating natural food, wild food, meditation, exercise, staying in creation. It's kind of like Q says, don't open that email. Don't, you know, be in the moment. And I'm going to be, I'm actually putting together a website that will have, it'll be kind of like a membership, and I'll have conferences in there. We'll bring people in. But I'm putting together all the things that I've done in my life and bringing all the research in about how we can make ourselves younger, even before the med beds come in, you know.
Okay, great.
The CC beds. So that'll be available. I'm working on it right now. And we'll be able to pick out the amazing plants and foods that have the highest frequencies that will make you younger and stronger and vibrant. Even if you've had the med bed, you want to have that. So we'll be able to where to live and where to, you know, all that stuff. But you've got to start taking care of your body right now. A lot of people don't know how to do that, but just use your common sense. It'll come to you. So, okay.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, hang in there. Don't go away. I'm going to just take a couple of questions. So if you have a question for Dr. Tom or myself in regards to our blessings, regards to the trust, please go ahead and press 1, and we can go from there. Okay, I see someone already. Okay, 775 ending in 9099. Hello.
Hi, this is Chris in Sparks, Nevada. My question is, If you already have a trust, do you need to change that particular trust to a common law trust?
No.
Okay. So the trust I already have is good.
Yeah. So as Dr. Tom, could you explain that again?
Yeah, I didn't quite hear the question, but I think most of it. But.
Yes. So here's the question. The question is, for those people that already have a trust, you know, she wants to know, how is it going to be converted into a common law trust? And that you don't have to worry about that. You've got your trust people that are going to be helping you with the trust itself in terms of what you're presenting at the redemption. But go ahead if you would like to answer that also for me.
Yeah, so the trust that you have now, they'll use those. And then after you do your exchange, and then when you set up your family trust, so common law trust, they'll just add to your current trust amendments. You know, they'll add to it. So it's all structured out. Yeah, it'll just be your base.
Yeah.
I have trust right now. They're not common law, but they'll be amended into common law, and the attorneys will change, you know, switch them over down the road.
Sure.
But the ones you have right now, you don't need. No, just.
Yeah, keep those. That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect in terms of what people have. Do not worry. Okay. Very good question. Thank you, Chris. All right, I'm going to take two more. 314 ending in 2036.
Hi, Jane, Dr. Tom. Jim T. from St. Louis. Yeah.
thank you, Jim.
Jim T. with a T, yeah. Okay, Jane.
I gotcha.
When we go to exchange, will we be going to a redemption center or I have a credit union? Where do we exchange?
Right.
So
basically, once you get an email or an 800 number, depending on what types of bonds and currencies you have, you'll be directed to the right place. You'll give your zip code, and you'll go to ask them a question. And if, you know, if that's available, they'll give you a list of places. I'm sure credit unions might be available. We just don't know. They're not letting any of that information out. But
okay.
You probably could switch over, you know, to, let's say it's a Wells Fargo Redemption Center. Then you can have everything transferred over to your credit union.
Correct.
Which is a great idea, too. Yeah, it's good to spread it around. Make sure you have – just don't put all your golden eggs in one nest. And, you know, you put them around the different areas, right? Very good question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
okay. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Dr. Tom and Jane. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
You too. All right. Okay. The other thing I want to remind people is as soon as we get the 800 numbers, we will definitely have a call. So not to worry. Here we go. 450 ending in 4348. Last question for Dr. Tom. Hello.
Hi, Jane. It's Diane from Quebec, Canada. I have a question for Dr. Tom. It's a short one. Why are we always talking about Commonwealth Trust? In my book, like it's part of the old system still, so I was more on the natural law trust.
Right. That's all going to be intertwined. You got to remember that we originally were going back to the original Constitution of 1871, and because over the years that was all manipulated. So natural law, yes, those will be implemented in probably with those. We just don't know what's going to be implemented. But yes, natural law, you're right. Those should be available. In that sovereign. Remember, you'll be from maritime law, and now you'll be converted to man and woman of the land. Okay, we're going back to the original stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, that, That should all implement. You'll get with attorneys that deal with natural law and,
right.
and those areas.
Yeah.
Well, thank
mm-hmm.
you very
okay.
much.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, Dr. Tom, thank you so much for all of your information. You have yourself a great, great day, and we'll talk with you soon. So again,
okay.
as far, yeah, okay. All right. So again, as far as all of the questions that everyone has regarding, you know, the revocable, irrevocable, all of that, we'll probably go through all of that once again once we have all of the information as far as how to go about processing, et cetera, et cetera. So questions in regards to the natural law, most people that understand natural law or the common law, they say that those are two pretty very, very similar because they're irrevocable. So, but when you go in, you start off with a revocable one. That's the one that most of the banks are looking for because it's flexible. So, all right. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom. We'll talk with you later. All right. So now let's go back, and we want to thank Dr. Tom for all of his efforts and all of his works. And we look forward again to his becoming more out there and providing a new website. And since we're talking about new websites, we will be having also our own new platform coming in September. We'll talk more about that when that's fully implemented as well. So with that, let's go ahead and bring, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry. All right. So let's do that. And we will continue. So hang in there. Next is Dr. Jerry, talking about excellent products. That is what we promote on our end as well to keep ourselves, keep our bodies, our vessels that we have right now to be at its maximum health. So again, always take that time for oneself. Three things to really keep in mind is to eat right, and we all know what that means, and to exercise, to move the body, this body of ours that we have, especially as we're getting on with what we call the aging process, and you can refute that and deny that by keeping yourself healthy. Eat right, exercise, and then as well, one of the most important things is meditation. Meditation will help you to move into the higher frequencies on any day, at any moment. So let's go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry in, and let's see what Dr. Jerry has to say. Oh, okay. All right. So Dr. Jerry said he will be available in about 5 minutes. So let me go ahead and bring Zaria in. Hi, Zaria. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Dr. Jerry wants me to call him in about a couple of minutes. So
go ahead.
Would you like to say something? I do have something to say. We will have...
You always do.
Yeah. Well, we also have our two brothers, Mark Cutler and Michael, who will be speaking as well after
Good.
Dr. Jerry speaks today, which will be marvelous. I do want to say, yeah, I just want to touch on something in regards to the... scamdemic, and all of you that are really in challenged positions because of your jobs. Now, remember, as we have said before, you have to take care of yourself, right? And we know that we are completely opposed to the vaccines. Now, all of you also have to work, right? So many people, including our family and friends, have had to take the vaccines. Because they have to work, they have to survive. So when, if you have to, then, you know, you must survive, right? And even though we know that the RV is super, super imminent, if you have some back, you know, if you already have some funds that you could rely on to help you to get through, you know, the next few weeks, you know, that'd be great. But if you don't have anything, then you have to do what you don't want to do, and that is to take the vaccine. But if you take the vaccine, I want you to make sure that you go ahead and heal the vaccine before they give it to you. I did that when I was working in the hospital because I had to work, right, have kids, et cetera, et cetera. So at that point, it wasn't about the vax that we have, the jabs that we have right now. But even then, I would put my hands on both sides of that needle with the whatever they have in the vial, and I would go ahead and do my 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 receive, and then it would be this. Vaccine is completely neutralized and it is enhanced with all the properties that's good for my being. And then they could I let them give it to me. That only really happened a couple of times. But you could do that. You could do your command. I command that this jab is completely neutralized and it is good for my body and not unhealthy for me. So you neutralize it before taking it. You could do that. excuse me, I got to get some water here. And we all know how to do that. So if all else fails and you have to take it, that is what you need to do. We haven't really spoken about that, but, and then also know that as far as all the jabs, all of that is going bye-bye anyway. And then there are higher technologies to alleviate that within your system. So that will be taken care of by advanced technology that are going to be coming out, as well as the CC or the med beds, and then of course our galactics. So do not get yourself into that fear of not being able to do anything. You are gods. We are all gods and goddesses. Okay, so if there are any more questions regarding that, we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, let's go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry through. Okay, hold on. And because I know Dr. Jerry now is ready. Okay, here we go. Oops, hold on a minute. Wrong one. Let's do that one more time. And so Dr. Jerry is a beautiful being who comes to us with not just the products, but he comes to us with meditation to assist. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Raise our consciousness. Raise our frequency. So let's see what's going on in Dr. Jerry's world these days. And here we are. And then after that, we'll bring in Mark and Michael. Hello, Dr. Jerry.
You have reached 619-602-5909. Leave your name and phone number,
okay.
And I'll call you back as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. Maybe we better try that one more time. Huh? Okay. Try that one more time. I have a feeling that I know that he had another meeting to go to. So, but remember that you have the resources within to be able to help you to move forward. The other thing I also wanted to mention to you, I'm going to see if I can get an attorney to come on our calls like next week. But in the meantime, those of you who are in the military, I did get a chance to talk to an attorney this past week, and I had mentioned the military as far as the masks, etc. And he said that in the different states that you are in, how the military enforces what you have to do, because you are part of the military, is what you probably will have to abide by. So that's a difficult one to also handle. And so that's another huge challenge. But then again, in that particular instance, if you have to, there are letters where you can let them know how you feel and what you don't agree with, that you can go ahead and hand to them. So if you want that letter, that was one of the PDFs that was given to us by Ted Marr, which is if it's not, if I might have to redo that and send that in another newsletter so that all of you can have that. So all of you that are in such predicaments like that, utilize those PDFs where you, which you can download and basically fill in and then send, give that to your employers. So that will be helpful. That is on so that you are doing what you can to let people know, to let the world know that you are taking a stand. But if you have to, then succumb, but know that you will be saved. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry in. Hello? Oh, gotta wait. Hello?
Hello, I don't know if you were trying to reach me. I don't know why my phone was on airplane mode.
That does happen.
I muted it because I was going into a meeting earlier, but I didn't think I hit airplane mode.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jerry. How are you these days, by the way?
Good. We've taken a little break, being the end of summer, getting ready for, lots of things, as you are aware of. But it was a much-needed break, and I'm good.
Good. We got Dr. Jerry back. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We love your spirit. We love your messages and your meditation. And, of course, we love all of the products that you have brought to us, to our attention. So with that being said, Dr. Jerry, thank you so much for being here for us, to helping all of us that listen to our calls, to bring forth, the goodness that you have to our forum, to our family. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the mic, and we'll just sit and listen and be inspired and feeling at a higher frequency and vibration. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. And I do resonate with this group. I do regard this group and you and Jane and Billy, Zora, Zoraya, I regard you as family. So it's really just second nature for me to be here and search for things to help this family. And we're really going forward from this point on into times where there's a lot that's going to be asked of us. And I think it's very important that we, especially this group, because this group is connected. We used to talk about six degrees of connection. We're connected to everybody in the world through just 6 degrees, meaning, so your friend knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that encompasses the entire world. So we have the power as a group and as a family to affect a change massively, especially with what's coming. And you've heard me talk about the spiritual aspect of the position of everything, the position of that we're in relation to the center of the universe, and how that is, we're drawing closer to that center, and we're getting lots of upgrades, so to speak. And there are some people that are just asleep and are not attuning to that. not this group, not this family. We are attuning to it. We are vibrating at higher levels, higher frequencies. We have a lot of work that's going to be handed to us. Humanity is literally depending upon this group and the connections we have. So it's really important that we're at our best. So we do seek things that can help take us to that place where we can be in touch with our ultimate reality. We can be in touch with our strongest, most available selves. And that's why we do these calls. That's why I'm here. That's why it's important for me to be here, to help us connect and stay connected to that higher vibration, that higher self, that higher being, and help facilitate that within ourselves so we can be more available from this point going forward. So one of the things we've hit on recently is the zealous line. And I had a call from one of the team members yesterday, and she'd gone to see her naturopathic doctor. And he's one of these that tests, you know, energetically. He has devices that test supplements. And she had the green powder in the A3, and she also had the phycocyanin, the blue. And the A3 tested really high, really well. And he's like, he wasn't surprised because he had heard, you know, it was a very pure form of spirulina, and he knows that spirulina is very special. So he said, that makes total sense. But when he got to the phycocyanin, out of 100, it was like 98, and he'd never seen that. And he grabbed it, and he said, what is this stuff? And he was shocked. But Zealous has taken the past 7 years to perfect what they have. And they've done it on a mission. And the mission is to help the world at a time when it needs it the most. And they took a plant that's been around for millennia, since the beginning of time, spirulina. It's been a friend of the planet since the beginning of time. You can track back the people that do these sorts of things, the paleontologists and the botanical people. They look back. Spirulina was one of those first organisms on the planet. And it was really important because it helped to bring the planet to life. It's the prime oxygenator. It was back then, and it still is today. It's also the prime detoxifier, meaning it takes in things that aren't good for life and changes it so that it's good for life. So it's been this amazing thing that's been around since the beginning of time. Zealous recognized that, and they happened to recognize it through family members and friends in Eastern Europe and Russia that were suffering from radiation sickness and diseases from the Chernobyl fallout. And they were taking part in these studies that they were reversing a lot of these conditions, these diseases, this toxicity that had been created. And they realized that the radioactivity on this planet is 30 to 50 times higher than it was just 60 to 70 years ago because of the advent of, you've heard me talk about it, we've moved through these different ages, and we're right at the cusp of this age that's all about understanding energies. So we're moving into that, but there's still influence from the dark ages. So understanding energies, there's these things that are coming along, like nuclear energy, that we're like, wow, we're understanding it, but we don't always know how to use it correctly. So the fallout from that misunderstanding, has affected this planet. So things are happening that have caused a lot of disease, just like Fukushima. That cloud tends to come across the Pacific and hit North America. And so those radioactive isotopes are soaked up into our body, and that's why we were recommended to get some source of iodine, because you wanted to make sure you had a pure source of iodine going into your thyroid, because your thyroid needs the iodine. Is going to soak up whatever it can get whatever it has access to, and if it's radioactive, some radioactive isotope in the atmosphere, it's going to take that in, and that's a problem. So we need to make sure that we are protected and that we are taken care of, and this is part of it. And that's why I started looking into it several months ago and realizing over and over and over again on a daily basis that this is one of the most important things I can do, because not only does the A3 have every nutrient that my body needs, and it works synergistically. So the component parts of spirulina are much greater together than the sum of those parts, in other words. It works synergistically so that your body recognizes it. It's the prime foundational food source of the entire planet. And we, as light beings and life forms, we recognize it internally as such. And so our body soaks up those nutrients and allows it to work. And that's why there's all of these thousands of published studies on all kinds of things related to immunity and cardiovascular diseases and metabolic disorders and autoimmune disorders and you name it. There have been studies regarding spirulina, this amazing superfood, and how it's been a great adjunct to help these sorts of things. But it's that synergy of ingredients that helps. And you combine that with the fact that it's the most powerful detoxifier on the planet. It pulls out those poisons and toxins so we can literally detoxify on a daily basis. And that's critical these days because our planet come to a place where it's carrying a huge toxic load. And that toxic load ends up in every form of food that we have. So we can't escape it. So fortunately, the folks at Zealous created these photobioreactors, which is a form of vertical farming that's actually monitored 400 to 1,000 times a second by computers, and the level of purity is unparalleled. Even where they situated the photobioreactors is in this very remote area in the Asturias Mountains in northern Spain because of the purity of that region. But they didn't depend on a very pure region. They keep the quality control extremely high. So the end result is a spirulina that is toxin-free. So unlike any other form that we can buy in the store or anywhere else, we put it into our bodies and it detoxifies us. Really, really very important these days. Yeah. So I know when I take that green powder daily, it's detoxifying me, keeping me at my optimum. The phycocyanin, go ahead, Jane, I tell you.
No, go ahead. After you talk about that blue cyan, and could you tell people, you know, if they have to take the jazz because they have to work or whatever, you know, how that would affect, you know, them taking it besides healing, you know, whatever the injection is before you take it, put it into your arm. But if you could just kind of tell us a little bit about how that would mitigate, you know, the side effects of the jabs would be great. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And I highly recommend that people that do actually are being coerced.
Have to take it.
Is the word I use. To take this. Actually, you know, double up on the green because the green, any vaccine has certain toxins in it, and preservatives and such. But this particular one is so toxic, they're not even giving the ingredients. You know, the labeling is not even there. I mean, it's very nefarious. So we know that there's toxic substances there. So getting the green spirulina, the A3 in you, it's going to chelate and pull that from your body. And those metals, you've heard the story of the people that put magnets on themselves. So there's obviously metal component in there, and we've heard graphene oxide. Those metals will be pulled out by the spirulina because spirulina is known to pull out heavy metals. It's especially good at pulling out heavy metals. That's why a lot of the other spirulinas on the marketplace, if you test them, you can detect heavy metals because they're grown in the atmosphere that doesn't have the quality control that Zealous product does. And they find the heavy metals wherever they're being grown. They pull it out of the air. They pull it out of the water. They pull it out of the food sources that are being fed to them in order for them to grow. So they're actually detoxifying heavy metals. While if you get a pure form of spirulina, you actually have great access to something to pull the heavy metals out of your body, including those components like graphene oxide. So very important tool for us. The other thing, I started to mention the blue, the phycocyanin. Phycocyanin is part of spirulina, so it's part of the green. However, when you break it out, when you separate it out, it becomes much more exponentially more powerful because your body readily absorbs it through the stomach wall, readily takes it in through the cell membrane and actually into the deep parts of the cell, mitochondria, et cetera. And it's being proven that phycocyanin is cell protective, among other things. It's a very powerful antioxidant, very powerful anti-inflammatory, very powerful cell protection, and it facilitates function. That's why athletes were willing to pay over $100 for a single dose because they know their cells function at a higher level. What's that mean to an athlete? That means greater levels of performance. Now they can get this at a much less cost because the high-quality control and the ideal conditions that are given in the photobioreactors allow it to produce a lot more of the blue. It proliferates spirulina into being much more of its abundant self. And part of that is this phycocyanin component. So it's a very important thing to help protect us as well. So it's really good to use both the green and the blue and use them at different times. The green, regard that as a superfood. You could take that with your meals, before meal, after meal, with the meal. It doesn't matter. It's a superfood. So it gives you that ability to take whatever you're eating and exponentially increase its effectiveness. But the blue, because it's absorbed so readily down to the deep cellular levels, probably better to take that in between meals to get the best possible effect. So really think about taking them at different times, but I really believe, and I do, take them both. So that's really important, especially going forward with everything we have to do. Anyway, mm-hmm. Jane, do you have any other questions about the Zealous products? I do have some updates that I feel like I can give a little bit of information now. I've known about this for about a month, but was told not to talk about it. But they're going to be making some announcements in about a week. I think it's probably a week from Monday there will be a corporate call. So I can get into a little bit of that if you want me to.
Okay. We have a couple of other guests that will be coming in at a quarter, 15 minutes of the next hour of 11, or that would be 12 your time. So just so you know that.
Okay.
So yes, if it's short and to the point, yeah, I think we've got a little bit of time. Sure.
Yeah, I can be pretty quick with it. Actually, a lot of money has gone into this, as you can imagine, creating this entire process. But up until just about a couple of months ago, they didn't own the entire supply chain. They didn't own the entire everything to do with this. They've purchased it now. So the prices will drop for them because they now own everything, the entire supply chain. So the prices for them dropped 40%. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to pass those savings on to us.
Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, that's the best news. Yes, thank you, thank you. Tell them thank you for us.
Yeah. Most companies would actually just say, okay, we spent the money, so we're going to increase our profits. But instead of doing that, they're like, we need to get this to the world, so we're going to allow people to buy it with less cost.
40% news. Less. We love that. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. A lot of people have been wanting to purchase them, but some of them are just too, it's a little bit out of their budget. A lot of people's budget. So this will be really excellent, especially after you've told us how absolutely beneficial these products are. You know, now more people will be able to partake. Thank you for all that. That's great information, Dr. Gary.
Absolutely. Yep.
So since we have a time limit, maybe we
should move into the more spiritual aspect of this. And
yes.
And I will say that I do kind of like if there's any questions, either coming from you or anyone else in the family.
Yes.
to start, because I don't want to go from meditation to questions, because I like to keep the feeling.
Sure. I got you. How about we do this? We may not have time for meditation. Can we just talk a little bit about when we could do meditation with you? If it's tomorrow is Sunday. Sunday for us, I know, is a little bit busy, but we could do Monday or Tuesday, whichever you prefer. And I'll just we can let people know now if afternoon at 4 or 5 o'clock Monday or Tuesday would work for you.
Okay, let me quickly look at my calendar. Hang on one second.
Thank you.
Okay.
Or any afternoon would be preferable, I think.
Okay, let's do Monday.
Oh, great.
If that works, Monday around 4. My time,
yeah,
so it'd be 3 to 3. Does that work?
3, okay, let's do 3. 3 p.m. on Monday, everyone, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific, so 4 p.m. and Mountain Time, okay? So that would mean if it's 3, then it's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern, all right? So put that on your calendar. That's when we will have a full hour's meditation with Dr. Jerry. So let's go ahead and move forward. So I'd like to open up the lines for you, Dr. Jerry.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. All right, questions for Dr. Jerry. Go ahead and light up the board by pressing 1, and we'll get you started. Okay. Oh, here we go already. I don't know who came first. All right, let's go with 314 ending in 2036. 2036.
Yes, hi, Jim Thornton, Jim T here from St. Louis.
Okay, Jim, all right.
So the spirulina, where can we get that at? Who do we order that from? Thank you, Dr. Jerry, for your time and all your knowledge.
Absolutely. They actually instituted it a network marketing model, and the reason is, they know, again, the 6 degrees of separation. If you want to take this to the entire world, that's the best mechanism to use. Because people that get such great results, which they do with this, they're going to tell their friends and family. So really they allow us to get the word out. So when I found out about this, obviously I talked with Jane about it. And Jane now is the outlet. So you would go to Jane's website and let her give that information out.
Okay, so Jim and everyone else, you could go to www.zealous, and it's spelled with an X, xelliss.com/0032 91. I'm going to repeat that again. So it's www.zealous.com/0032 91. Got that, Jim?
Yeah, Zealous. That's with two S's on the end.
It is.
Okay. It sounded like an X. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, S as in Sam. SS. Okay.
Yes,
dot
thank
com.
You.
All right. Yes, and then you could just go there, and it'll just follow, to join.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Dr. Cherry, did you want to say anything more in regards to people coming in and choosing whichever to become a distributor or customer, what the advantages, because I know that the pricing will be the same.
Yeah, when you go to that website, and again, it's double L and a double S. That's what I tell people, make sure you do a double L and a double S like Sam. And when you go to that website, you'll see a menu across the top, and one of the items says join, and if you click that, it says join as a customer or join as a distributor. And the customer would be a preferred customer, and as a preferred customer, you get a better price than retail, because on that site, if you go there and you just go to products and you just shop, you'll be paying retail price. So as a preferred customer, you will get about a 25% discount. Now, a distributor does have other perks that you get. I like being a distributor because people, once they're using this and they realize, like I've had friends that have gone to the physical exam, and their blood sugar and blood pressure and things like that, blood chemistry, is better than it's been, like, ever. They're shocked, and they call me, and they say, yeah, I knew I was feeling better, but I had no idea. I've never been able to control this like I am now. Because when your body is detoxified and you're meeting its nutrient needs, which most people are actually toxic and they're not meeting their nutrient needs, but when you solve those two things, your body can do what it needs to do to be the miracle that it was intended to be. So I think being a distributor is the best thing, because you're going to want to talk about it, and you do get ultimately the best price, and you get a free app to use if you want, that's coming out right around the 1st of September, that if someone's interested, you just have the app on your phone and you send them something from the app, and they're automatically the process, and everything is on the app. So it's really easy. You don't even have to send them to a website. You just send them a link from the app, and they're automatically connected to you. So you could literally build a business, and these days with people that, you know, need that business, they can work from home. It's a great thing to do because you know you're helping people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I prefer to be a distributor.
There's a small fee. It's just a very small fee if you want to become a distributor. And that's only a one-time fee. So I think that's, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like
$30.
$30, yep. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do that if you can. You know, because if you could swing it, if you can't swing it, go ahead and make sure that you become a preferred customer. Take advantage of these these absolutely pure, the purest, most powerful spirulina you could ever have. This is what people have been really waiting for years. So that would be great. Okay, let's go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. All right, let's go on with another question coming in. All right, I think this gal, 352 ending in 4325, did you have a question for Dr. Jerry? Hello? Hello? Okay. All right. I don't know whether that's, let me see. All right, so we'll go ahead and close that. 407 ending in 1530. Do you have a question for Dr. Jerry? Hello?
Hi, this is Gloria down in Florida.
Yeah, you have a question for Dr. Jerry?
It's not really a question. It's just I wanted to tell you that on Good Morning America the other day, they were talking about COVID, and someone wrote in a question about spirulina, and the doctor said that it hadn't been tested, that it was not really, it was kind of dangerous, and it'd be use it with caution. And I thought, you know, look what they're doing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, they unfortunately, the mainstream pharma-connected people would rather sell expensive drugs. And they were not being truthful that it hasn't been tested. There was a test done, a study done, that showed that spirulina actually deactivates an essential aspect of that virus, its ability to replicate itself. So I could get that study to, actually, I think that study is actually highlighted on our team website, which is X, as in Zealous, xjumpstart.com. xjumpstart.com, I believe we have that study there.
Well, they're too busy pushing the shot.
They're too busy pushing the
vaccine. That's what they brought up right after they talked about that. So, you need to get your shot, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about any natural remedy for it, which is really strange because all of the suggestions that they give are anti-health, like putting the mask on. That creates hypoxia. It's not even beneficial. Right. So hypoxia causes your blood to go acidic. It causes lots of toxicity you build up in your blood. It's anti-health. The other thing is to isolate yourself from others. Stay inside. Not good advice. Yes. Being outside, fresh air, sunshine, meeting with friends, it's all beneficial for health. And so
the Supreme Court has overruled our governor.
Yeah. Anything that has to do with real wellness, they're against because they want to push something with an agenda. And it's really sad.
He didn't want masks in school for the kids, and the Supreme Court overruled it. Now the parents can choose, and it's such a joke.
It's a joke.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why we need to wake up.
Okay, thank you. That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Thank you,
Gloria. Okay, thank you, dear. All right. Could you tell us a little bit, Dr. Jerry, in regards to children and pets taking the spirulina, our, Zealous products?
Well, keep in mind that it is a food, and it's a food that's been used throughout time. The African peoples used it. They apparently put it in biscuits that they made. The Incas and the Mayans, they used it. So they attributed, great strength and endurance to it. It's been used for literally tens of thousands of years by civilization. Yeah. So it stood the test of time as a superior super food. So think of that in terms of children and in terms of animals. I get the powder, which comes in capsule form. I get the powder because I like to share it with my dog. I sprinkle some on his food, and it's actually really changed his life. So,
Okay, very good.
And they will be coming out with an animal line, both dog, cat, and horse this fall. So that will be announced probably at the same time that they announce the price reduction.
Oh, great. Can't wait. Okay. All right. Here's our last call. Caller is coming from 843 ending in 4478. 4478. Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me, Jane?
We can.
Good. Good. Okay.
Tell
this
us
Bobby
who you are.
Newbert. Yeah. This is Bobby and Newbert.
Yeah.
You got me now?
Do you have a question? Yes, we do.
Yes.
Dr. Jerry is here with you.
Yes, Dr. Jerry.
Yep.
Okay, make it as quick as possible. When is the Zealous going to be bottling the vertical farming water? Could that be bottled and sold no matter what size? Because the water is the purest form of water on Earth once it goes through the vertical farming process. So can you get a blurb out on that to your pals there at Zealous Corporate?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I'll definitely bring that up because they actually are in a very remote area in the Asteria Mountains, partly because the water purity was really high, which they filter it even. It's filtered even though the purity is high, but it's at the perfect pH for life. And they monitor that pH through the entire process to keep it to make sure it's ideal for life the entire process through. So that water would definitely help support and bring life. Yeah, I'll bring that up. That's an interesting thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Very good question. Thank you very much for that, Bobby. Okay. All right, Dr. Jerry. We want to say thank you so much for being here on our call today. Your messages, you know, spiritual messages, as well as these, the products, especially now with the spirulina and the and how amazing and awesome the products are. And we really, really very much are in gratitude to you for your spiritual help with just informing us and just being, you inspire us to be the best that we can be. And then again, to be the best that we can be with the products that you have brought forth, and this time it's with the Zealous product. So thank you so much for being here with us, and we look forward to our Monday meditation with you at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 o'clock Mountain Time, and that would be 6 o'clock Eastern Time, everyone. So any last words, Dr. Jerry, before we let you go?
Just Jane, how much I appreciate you and this entire family, and make myself available whenever you want, because this is part of my mission, really, to help change the world. After all, we're only here for a short time, and we are ultimately spiritual beings, and so adopting a mission during this time on this planet, I think, is really important. So I feel real connected with you and with this family, and look forward to these discussions and these calls. So thank you very much.
Appreciate you very much. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, Dr. Jerry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, everyone. So here we are, and our next guest will be coming up here very shortly. I'm going to bring Zareya through again. And Zareya is going to, as soon as I bring the other two in, Zareya?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready for Mark and Michael?
Of course.
All right. Do you want to say anything to our family regarding that part of it, the financial abundance of it? Before and then, sure. And then shortly after they are done, then we'll go ahead with our regular call. So now, here's one of the key things in regards to the calls. All of you that are on Blog Talk Radio, if you are online and we go a little bit beyond, you're not going to be able to hear it. And I apologize for that. So that's the reason why we have to stop the calls on time, because sometimes things, you know, when we discuss more than the time element that we have available, then I know some important things come through. So we want to make sure that we stop at the time that the time when the call is actually stopped. All right, so let's go ahead. Do you want me to? Are you ready, Zareya? I'll go ahead and bring them through.
Of course. Go ahead.
Okay. So what is your, while I'm doing that, I'll go ahead and bring Mark through as far as, you know, the Daisy and the IMC, what are your thoughts on it so far?
Well, if you can get into it, do it. Because it will benefit you in the long run, or even in the short run. So yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you still hold true. You still will continue to support these products, right? Even after the RV. You will. Okay. All right. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring Mark in first. Okay. So, all right, here is Mark coming in next. Oh, I should tell them we're coming in earlier than normal. We're like about 5 minutes early. Hey, Mark.
Jane.
Welcome to our Blog Talk Show. You're on the air, beloved Mark. Okay, let me go ahead and get your partner.
Okay.
Partner in abundance here. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And, you know, you two do not need an introduction. Everybody knows you two. So I'll just give a real short introduction. Okay. All right. And then you guys can take over. All right. So let's go ahead and get Michael in here. All right. Here we go with Michael. And how have you been, Mark?
I'm good. I'm excited about the RV.
Okay. Hold on. Let me, I got it. Yes, it is. It's a very, very exciting news now. So hold on. Yes.
Okay.
And of course, all right, let's go ahead and bring Michael in now. I think everybody knows his number by heart.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, everybody. Here we go. Jerea.
Hello.
Well, welcome, Michael. Welcome to our Blog Talk Show. This is Jane. I've got Mark on the phone as well as Zarea. So thank you so much for being here.
It's always a pleasure, Jane. How you doing? And Billy, Zarea, how you doing? Mark, it's always a pleasure.
Michael is in the house.
the Marco brothers are here. So everyone is excited to hear what you two have to say, but we want, first of all, to just say a couple of words in regards to how you two are doing individually. So, Mark, for you first.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, you know, meeting Jane and Zarea years ago. We built such a beautiful friendship, spiritual in every way, and then Michael showed up a couple of years ago, and he became part of the family, and just abundance. There's abundance all around us, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, we just, every day, we're just so blessed for the abundance that the universe is putting our way so that we can share it with the universe and help others that also, you know, also need more abundance. So I'm so excited. So maybe Michael wants to say a few words, but that's how I feel. I'm just really thrilled to be part of this incredible group here.
Thank you.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm having so much fun right now because of all the incredible people on this call that I've been meeting over the weeks. And, you know, just to kind of the vibe that we have amongst each other, you know, nothing happens by accident. You know, this was definitely something that was purposeful, that was going to affect millions of people. And, you know, we get to start right here within this family. And I'm just excited to work with, you know, so many people who want to change things. They want to change the world, not just themselves. And they've been able to position themselves in this short period of time. So I'm just excited about that part. You know, I've done well personally, financially. There's not much that I need. But, you know, when it comes to the benevolence piece, I'm very hungry. I'm very just getting started right now and just excited about that aspect right now. That's the part that really is touching me. So.
Yeah, so how are Michael, how are you and Marisa, how are you both doing on a personal level and with the weather and how things are with both of you?
Yeah, I tell you, me and Marisa can't be enjoying ourselves more here in Delray. I don't know if people know on this call, but I originally came from Maryland and kind of cold, right? A lot of seasons, you know, people like seasons and things like that. Ended up in Georgia and now we're here in Florida. You know, we can't complain about weather, right? We just can't.
No,
Florida
can't.
People should never complain about weather, ever.
And if they want to complain, tell them to go to Maryland or Chicago or even Pennsylvania.
Right? Right? Exactly. I'm with you.
Okay. Sorry about that, Mark. You
oh,
love
that's
it where
okay.
You are, right? Okay. All right. I've got Zarea here. So let's get back to business in regards to health, I mean, to wealth and abundance and bringing more joy into people's lives. I'll go ahead. I think, Michael, I think it's your turn. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So, again, I just want to appreciate Jane and Zaria, just for the opportunity to talk to the platform. But, you know, these times are the ones that I wait for. You know, when we first got started, you know, it was just a conversation. You know, everybody was getting going, and, you know, nobody really completely at 100% knew how incredible the movement was going to be. I kind of knew just from, you know, my background and kind of just, you know, getting a chance to see where things are going, because that's what I've studied. You know, for the last 25 years, all I've done is just study where currency was going, where money's going. You know, if people don't know my story, unfortunately, I had to shut down my father's office. He had a print company, and it just didn't make it. It didn't make it. You know, it was because it was going to be destroyed by technology, and technology overcame it. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I started looking for things that was economic proof, recession proof, you know, election proof. I was looking for those things that could help me not have to feel that pain ever again. And when that happened, it actually led me to something that just didn't help myself, but helped many. And that's really where we are right now. So when, you know, 2009 really hit, it was something that for me was the beginning of something bigger than the internet. And I also knew that it was going to free people up. There's a lot of people right now who are unemployed. You know, I talk about this all the time because it's something that affects me personally. And I know it affects everybody on this call as well. But when you're looking at 7 million people being affected by COVID and, you know, 10 million people, you know, collectively just not having a job, you know, if you have a solution like we have right now to be able to have something that works for you, that's a big deal. You know, every day I talk about, you know, to new people who I'm training, people who I'm educating. I mean, which one would you prefer? You know, not saying anything against work, but which would be better, you working hard or having currency work hard for you, where it's doing all the work every single day by going up in value? So when you look at that, it's just very appealing to know that no matter what happens to us, we have something that we can fall back on that's really going to change, you know, our lives. So I do want to go over some more success. And again, congratulations to the both of you, Jan and Billy, because, you know, things are smoking for y'all, definitely. And I'm just excited because it takes people helping people to get to where you're going right now. And so some of the people, some of the folks that are on this call right now, they listen pretty much every single week because that's their loyalty. But I have this one lady, you know, that's part of the group who was able to get in July. You know, we had a conversation and, you know, she ended up purchasing, you know, $100,000 worth of tokens, right? And so at that time, you know, it was just questionable. I mean, in her heart, she felt very confident. She felt that, hey, this is going to be something big, but I'm not sure. And I just had to give her that belief. Anybody that I talk to, and you know, if you're on this call, is just energizing you to believe in something that's not there yet. You know, it's called faith. And so she had the faith to do this and ended up with around 1 million tokens. And I know that everybody probably is not maybe keeping up with everything that's going on, but that Daisy token hit $14. You know?
Wow.
And it's just crazy. But it hit $14. We know it's fluctuating a little bit now, but that went right by everybody's expectation. I'm not saying that happened in days. I'm talking about when we hit these four exchanges, which was AZ, DAO, IDO, and DUC, DUCKDAO, which is DUCKDAO, IDO, Uniswap listing and JustSwap listing. When we hit that day, it was $5, just as I said on the call before. But that same day, that token went to $14. And I'm pausing because there's so many people that they just didn't, they couldn't see it. So Mark and I, when we come on this call and when I come on a call and I'm giving information out, it's a reality. I don't care what people look up on Google. I don't care what people look up. You know, they talk to their friends and family. I'm a investor, has been around for 25 years. I'm here to help people to get into these type of opportunities and win. I'm not here to take people's money, right? I'm here to have you win, and people are winning. So let's just look at that for instance. She ended up with 1 million tokens, And that day, she was able to celebrate $14 million. Now, I want you to do the calculation on that. Right, right. I want you to do the calculation on that, right? $100,000.
Wow.
$14 million. Right? So please, please tell me what can get you that type of return in a 60-day period. I don't know.
Right.
Right? Because if you do know something, please call me.
Okay. So right? I got a question for you, Michael. All right, so let's just say I'm brand new. Okay, so now you're telling us $14, and it was at $5, and before that it was a whole lot lower. And I've got some funds in my retirement account, whether it's an IRA, whatever it is, right? And I know that this RV is coming like very imminently, and or for people that are, and I said, well, what should I do? Should I just wait until the RV, or should I go ahead and plant some of that money into, you know, the DAISY and or the IMC? And if you were to choose one or the other, what would you choose? So first of all, I'm getting, you know, I'm in a spot, you know, that I'm going to be retiring. You know, what should I do? Just wait, or should I just go ahead and jump in now? And, you know, how do I go, which one should I go with? So those are the questions for us.
I love the questions. The questions are awesome, by the way. Great questions. To identify the first one, you know, if you have that, you want diversification. We know the RV is coming, but who's not going to diversify their funds even at that time? Everyone's going to diversify. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody I've ever talked on the call, and even us, we know diversification is the most important things when you're dealing with wealth development, right? So I would definitely say yes if you have that. And it's funny you said that, because the lady that came on board, I'm not going to name names. I'm not trying to put her info out there like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's what she did. She actually used her IRA. Mm-hmm. It was not performing like she wanted to. She self-directed through a company that I used, and she was able to move her funds over there. Now, was that a good decision? Well, obviously, it was very good to be able to do that, because, looking back, you know, obviously that was a major decision that she made that really changed her life. She's never going to be the same. And honestly, you know, at $14, I mean, you know, we know it's going to hit about 50. It's no doubt in my mind that it's going to hit $50 this year, because getting to $14 as fast as we did, my goodness gracious. So, yes, I would say, you know, definitely diversify. You know, we're diversifying. Yes, we have money in the, you know, we have the RV in mind, and we always will, and we have other things in mind. But we want to diversify, because nothing wrong with diversification and having multiple eggs in your basket, right? So everybody should be aware of that, you know. What is the most important thing to get into now? I would say that would be a couple things. You know, when you look at DAISY right now, and this is one thing that, you know, gives me chills just saying it right now. You know, we've all been involved with things where, unfortunately, 20% of the people kind of win pretty good. And then 80% just don't, right? Right now, in the situation that Mark, myself, and because of, you know, just the love of you, just wanting to help your people on this call, at 100% of the people who have joined these two groups, everybody's made a money at 100%. And that's something I just want to celebrate for all of you and everybody that's on this call, that we have 100% people that have, you know, made money, right? You know, and I'm just, this is crazy, because you never hear that. You never hear that type of information that, wow, there's 100% of the people that got started and all of them have made a return. That really touches me, because we all know most things that we got in, some people win, some people don't, you know, and that's just the way it goes. So right now, the two things that I would tell people to really look at this point would be looking at DAISY from the perspective of the trading side, having artificial intelligence, which is definitely taking over. You know, if you look at artificial intelligence, we, you know, I've talked about these numbers. You know, we started at around $40 billion 2019, and we're going to be surging up to $733 billion by 2027.
Wow.
So, you know, when you look at those numbers, just from, you know, a technical analysis perspective, and I always talk about those three things that people want to look at, not Google. You want to look at these three things: technical analysis, You want to look at fundamental analysis. You want to look at the sentiment. You want to look at those three things. Well, if you're looking at artificial intelligence from the numbers perspective, you already know that, yes, you want to put something in something that it makes money for you. You don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning like I'm getting up to do trades and things like that, you know, on a day-to-day basis. That's just my life. But you have the trades going on. So I would definitely suggest continue that. We got to about 120%. I know it's coming down and going up, but we are going to see bigger numbers before the end of this year because we're going into the last quarter. But as of tokens, the Daisy, that token kind of passed us, right? You know, that one was a time situation where you needed to get in July 1st, and, you know, now it's kind of taken off. You know, personally, me, I wouldn't buy a token when it's on an exchange and when it's above a dollar. That's just me. Everybody else has to make their own decision on their money, though. As of the IMC token, that's the one that if I were to say, hey, this is the one to look at, this is the one to look at. And I want to share this, you know, some understanding of why the IMC token is the one I would look for. Well, we know that everything rises and falls on the U.S. dollar. If the U.S. dollar goes up, money comes down in other currencies. If U.S. goes down, other currencies go up. So we know everything rises and falls on that U.S. dollar. So the reason why the IMC token is stellar and still a perfect time getting that this 34 cents is because it's based in the U.S., in Wyoming, in one of the most crypto-friendly states. So we've already dealt with the laws. We've already dealt with all the things that the governments are discussing at this point, and they're embracing us. You know, the second point that is really big is that, you know, people want to be able to use currency all in all aspects of life. You know, they want to be able to utilize it online and offline. They want to be able to utilize it anywhere at any time. These are like really important things. So when you start to look at the G point community that was created, now we have the, you know, one G point is $1. Now we can actually, within this system of the IMC group, now you're in a situation where you can stabilize the purchase. And isn't that where the funds are? You know, a lot of people, you know, they have a tendency to say, Michael, what is this backed by? And I want to use an illustration because, you know, people are like, is it backed by gold? What is it backed by? And this is the best thing I can offer to really illustrate why this is the greatest opportunity mm-hmm. that I've seen is this. Each day we go out with our credit cards, we're being charged with a fee, correct? Every single time.
Yes.
You pull it out, there's a fee. There's always a fee for transactions with those cards, right? And how many of us would love to have been on the side to be able to get those fees, right? You know, just imagine if you were a company, you were able to get fees off of just being able to utilize money, right? So now things have flip-flopped. Now we're in a situation with the IMC token that when transactions are being done, the value of our tokens going up, and we're getting paid for it. So our currency, what we have, does not have to be backed by anything but transactions because we're getting paid off of what? Transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And how many transactions are out there right now? You're talking about billions and even trillions of transactions that are happening every single day, and we're in the middle of that now. We're not now the ones paying for the fees. Now we are the ones that are being
Michael,
able to get funds back.
What's a transaction?
Yeah, so a transaction would be going to, you know, buy, you know, some food from the store, you know, going online mm-hmm. on Amazon to buy some products, you know, mm-hmm. buying a house, buying mm-hmm. a car. These are all transactions, right? Thanks for saying that, Mark, mm-hmm. too, because sometimes you know how I talk.
Sure.
but you know, I talk as if everybody knows what I'm saying, right? But no, but it's true. And please chime in, you know, because I want people to understand. Because sometimes when I talk, I got to realize I'm talking sometimes a different language. And so, but when you start looking at the transactions, every single time that a person does a transaction, whether they travel or buy a car, we're going to be paid for that.
Wow.
And I pause because I want you to understand that. You know, some people go, oh, my goodness, it needs to be backed. Right? No. When have you seen a credit card be backed by anything except for a transaction? And they're like, oh, I get it. Yes. Now, understand this. We're going into digital currency, right? We're going into that space. And everything requires energy. So if we're buying the energy, and that's what we're doing, then people have to utilize that energy in the future. And that's the bigness about the IMC token that I'm so excited about. When you start to look at banks are coming on board to work with us, like Bank of America, you know, I mean, think about this, decentralized and centralized. Decentralized wants to work with the decentralized. I mean, we're breaking history right now because they're like, look, we want to get in the game because we understand transactions. We understand that. We understand that when people use our card and when people come to the bank, they're wanting to do transactions. They're wanting to buy a house. They're wanting to buy a car. They're wanting to do these particular things. So when you look at the im-exchange.com right now, it's selling for 45 cents. You know, when I first got on this call, we were around 26 cents at that time. And I know it bumped up to 27 by the time I got on the call, but when we first talked about it, it was 26 cents. Now, some people say, hey, well, why is this seeming to move a little slower than, you know, the other token? Well, the reason why is because the other group already had close to 200,000 members, right?
Right.
It sold quick. But we're at around 15,000 members and growing like crazily every day. So this 50% of the tokens that we have left are going to be gone. So the reason why Mark and I were trying to be so consistent on being in this call is because we want to make sure people are aware of the opportunities that are in front of you. We've already seen the success. We're past that now. We've seen success that people dream about right now. But now is the time for people to say, okay, we're hearing the success. Now it's time to move forward. The last two things on the reason why this would be the most important thing to get involved with is the pump and dump that's going on with a lot of these currencies out here. What I mean by pump and dump is, you know, people really pump the price up. You got a lot of millionaires and billionaires that go into these, you know, tokens or coins, and they'll pump it up. We saw that with Bitcoin this year, right? Went from where it was last year at 4,000, right, March, to now it went to about 63,700. It dropped down to under 30,000. Now it's going back up again as we're watching, right? So the reason why that's happening is because people can pump and dump that coin. On our side, because people have their tokens locked for 6 months, what it's doing is encouraging steady growth where we don't get that pump and dump effect. So, you know, when we talk about someone being able to get to $100 per token, that's a reality right now because no one's selling. You know, the only time you see a dump is when people are selling off. But if everyone's buying and nobody's selling, the cost is going to continue to go up in value. Now, the final thing is that, you know, when you start to look at what is my loss, what can I lose? Well, in this particular case, there's nothing because right now you're getting in at 34 cents. Worst case scenario, you're going to get 15 to 20 times, you know, 15 to 20% on your money because right now it's at around 45 cents to 50 cents at any given day. So that's why, you know, when Mark and I are bringing something to the table, we're making sure that we're selecting the most important things that people can get involved with and that people can be a part of. So that's what's exciting of what we have. So I'm excited, like I said, you know, just knowing that we have those abilities. I would definitely suggest, you know, people definitely look at, you know, being able to be a part of trading without being the trader, being able to deal with artificial intelligence that does your trades. The success is there. Even more so, the IMC token, because of timing-wise, we are definitely going to see this token go to levels I've never seen. We just had a leadership call about a week ago, and they're already saying that they're going to be bringing out a app for it, which is going to really take us over the next level. The company's already looking at mass marketing. So that means that now we're going to start hitting the global appeal with millions and millions of dollars to hit the global appeal so that the token can go up in value. So when is the time? Well, this would definitely be the time to really get going. I really don't see these tokens lasting for much longer, but, you know, we will always make sure that we give people information that they need. So, but yeah.
Great.
So very exciting.
Michael, a couple of more questions, and then we'll let you guys go. So people that are like, whether they're in China, Japan, you know, Korea, wherever out in the Far East, how can they get a hold of you? Is there a specific number that you
want to give people are super creative. So I've been enjoying it myself and how people are connecting with me, right? So people are connecting me through Telegram. They're connecting me through WhatsApp. know, people are really, they're just calling me directly. And so the number that people want to reach me at, I'm going to give that out as we always do. And then I wanted to say one more thing and then we'll be finished. But the number is 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And again, people are connecting me through Telegram. I'm calling people on Telegram because they have that, the ability that you can do that. I call people on WhatsApp through WhatsApp. So, you know, these are all ways that I've been able to reach people from, you know, all over the world. And yes, people from all over the world are joining us. And yes, you can join from different countries. We are not just here in the U.S. We are actually everywhere right now. So.
Beautiful. Okay. And so you want their name? No, they're going to go ahead and text you free, their name, phone number, and state or country. How about that? So that you know.
That would be even better. Yeah, that would be better. So the more info, the better. Okay. So yeah, definitely the first name and last name, their number, you know, of course they're texting me. And then of course, you know, just free. So I know that, you know, you were from this call and part of the family. So I know who you are. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Very good. All right. And what else did you want to say?
So I want to leave everybody with this illustration, you know, because I think it's got value, something that, you know, I had a chance to look at, and it's a quick illustration, quick story. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but I just want to bring the point. What it is it's this gentleman who walks into a room and he's asked the question, you know, hey, you know, in this particular room, you know, I want you to see what's your best choice. What would you choose? You know, would you choose this room or this room? So he walks in the first room and, you know, he sees all of these very skinny, unfortunate people that are malnourished. And what they have is this spoon. And this spoon is so long that when they put the spoon into the bowl of soup, this really awesome soup, they can't feed themselves, right? So they're just skinny. They can't feed themselves at all. They're just skinny. They can't. They're like, how am I going to eat this food, right? So he just feels bad. He feels down, but he's hungry too. He's like, I want to eat as well, but I don't like this room, right? No one's eating. They're skinny. So then he goes into this other room, and he gets to that room, and same thing, this big table has this beautiful bowl of food in the middle. But in this room, everybody's plump. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's laughing. And he's like, and the guy said, so what do you think is the difference between these two rooms? And at first he didn't catch it. But in that last room, the people who had the long spoon, guess what they were doing? They were feeding each other. They were sharing with each other. Right? So they were being well fed because they were taking care of each other. So the whole thing and what Mark and I am doing and what I really want people in this group to understand, don't keep information. Don't keep success to yourself. Because you're going to end up skinny. You're going to end up feeling down and not making it and not having the success you want. If we go out there, we continue to feed each other, we are going to win, and we're going to be able to win together, and that's what's happening right now. So I just wanted to end with that illustration.
Beautiful,
Jane?
Thank you.
Yes? Jane, ask if anybody out there has any questions for them.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second, Michael. Before we let
you
go, if anyone has a question, please go ahead and press 1, and you will come on the air. Otherwise, that was a ton of information, really excellent information, Michael and Mark. We want to say thank you. And again, that last part about sharing, you have this wonderful abundant it's all about abundance and sharing. So go ahead and share that information, you know, as far as Michael's information, his number, the word free, and help to share. You know, let's bring people in that need this, especially now. So, okay. I think we're good. We're good.
No?
Yeah. No, I think Michael, Michael, they just really covered everything, so that's really great. Just look forward to him getting
Mike,
some calls.
Michael.
Yeah.
If you would give me a call after this call.
Sure.
I sure will. I sure will. I look forward to it. Okay.
Okay?
I do. I look forward to it. All right.
Thank you.
All
right.
No problem.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you,
sure.
Mark.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everybody.
We
great
appreciate
call.
You. We
Thank
love you.
You.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Great call. Thank you. Uh huh. Alrighty.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Real quick, Zoraya, we need to have your dad come in, and we may have to. Oh, goodness gracious. John, one of our people in the last week said we need to have a separate call. So we need to continue. I think what I'll do is, I don't know how we could begin the call earlier so that we can do that. We'll have to think about that. But anyways, let's go ahead and bring Zora through, please. Oh, my gosh. What happened, Zoraya? Zoraya, are you there? No, Zoraya's not there. Let's go get in. Let's go bring Zoraya in again. Hold on a minute. Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. You know what? We only have like 20 minutes left, so could you bring your
I know. We should go.
We'll,
we should go right into the questions and answers.
Q&A.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do right
Q&A,
now.
Q&A. Right.
Okay, so go ahead.
Let's
Thank
do.
You.
Let's do that.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hello?
I'm here.
Zora, you know, we have to give you more time on our calls. Our calls seem to get...
Well,
that
is all right.
I
can always have another call later at a different part of the week, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I know, but people really would like to have more time to be able to talk with you, whether it's about Hollow Earth or what's happening. But here, let's go ahead and get started with our Q&A. Unless there was something else, was there something right now that you wanted to share with us? Or we'll just go forward with the Q&A.
Go forward.
Okay, here we go, everybody. 845 ending in 4478. You're on the air with Zora. Hello? Okay. All right. So probably somebody who accidentally put their hand up. Okay. 208, ending in 8394.
Oh.
Hello?
Thank you for taking my call. Jane, it's
Connie
from Idaho.
You're back.
Boy, I'm just feeling such great love for you guys. You are so wonderful for what all the help you are giving us, and I really appreciate everybody that you have on the call. It's just wonderful. So I just was going to ask Zora, or maybe Jane, you had a person on the call, and his name was Stuart. Stuart. Is he still – he had to do with Chief Crazy Horse.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is he going to come back, or can you send me a link?
I will. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and do that for you. I'll send that to you.
All
right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank
love
you so much. All right. Love
okay.
you guys so
you
much.
Back.
Take care.
Okay. All right. You.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. You back. Okay. All right. Next call is coming from 252 ending in 3780. Hello. All right. That sounds like somebody is underwater, so let's go ahead with our next caller. 3780, we're going to go ahead and let you go. Our next caller now is from 808, ending in 8352. 8352, hello.
Hi. Aloha, Zora. Hi, aloha.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi. Aloha, everyone from Kauai, Hawaii. This is Paradise.
Oh,
no. Hi there. I'm calling
yes.
from Kauai,
it's Cindy.
Hawaii.
Yeah. No.
It's
no.
Cindy from Hawaii.
No, not Cindy. This is Paradise.
Paradise.
And you're, this is Alex,
right? You're right. From paradise.
Okay, okay. Gotcha. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Your question.
Right, right. We had a lot of ships yesterday, cloud ships, quite a few. Anyway, I was wondering, Zora, thank you for the call, Billy and Quasar. Could you speak a little bit about the rapture and how we're doing
the
along
what?
With those lines? The rapture?
The rapture?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The rapture?
Yeah.
You're speaking on the terms of the Christian.
The biblical, right.
Question
well,
of,
no,
yeah,
no.
The biblical rapture.
For me, I don't, I mean, I'm not so much along that scenario as our brothers and sisters coming in with their ships to help balance our like the biosphere around our earth, the ley lines around the earth, and to raise the frequency of love and light as our
planetary. So what is your question regarding
line.
That, Alex?
Well, yeah.
So what is
Zora,
the question?
Zora's version, like not the biblical version, but Zora's version.
Oh, okay. Your versions are of the rapture.
Right,
thank
right,
you,
right.
Alex.
Exactly.
Okay. 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 All right, I'm putting you on hold.
Well, I can tell you, I can assure you that there's not going to be anything they call the rapture. That is all what is called Christian understanding. It's a different, there's already been the return of Christ, but it's called the Christ consciousness. Understand this, that the Christ consciousness is what they mean by the second coming. And so that is what is meant by the return of Christ. The what you call the tribulation that they are speaking of in the Bible has been averted and is not going to be occurring either. And that is the Christian understanding of the of their blessing. But all that past issues have been resolved and are not going to be needed at all. So don't worry about that. Don't let it concern you at all. Just simply understand that you're going to be able to speak with Yeshua or Sananda once the galactic disclosure is fully realized and fully announced. You will have direct communications with Yeshua and Sananda. So there will be no need for any tribulation or rapture or anything of that nature. So that is that.
Okay. All right, Zora. Thank you for that. Thank you, Alex, for your paradise, for your question. Next caller is 450, ending in 4348. One question, please. Thank you. 4348, hello? Okay, we'll let you go. All right, so be ready, anyone, everyone. 501, ending in 4341. Whoops, hold on a second. Yeah. 501 ending in 4139.
Hi. Good day to you all. Hello.
And you are? Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello.
What is your name?
My name is Agnes. Agnes.
Okay, Agnes. Yes.
My question is, where am I from? I'm just curious to know.
Hmm.
You wish to know from what star system you're from?
I do. I really want to know.
You are from the Pleiadian star system, and you are also from the planet Mushaba.
Oh, wow. I have to do my
okay.
research. Thank you.
You better do your research. Okay, Agnes, thank you. All right, next caller is 314, ending in 2036.
Thank you, Jane. It's Jim, St. Louis.
You bet.
This has to do with everybody seems to think, who is Jesus? Is Jesus named Yeshua? Is Jesus someone else? Everybody
understand Yeshua is the proper name for Jesus, because in the Hebrew language there is no J's. The letter J does not appear in the Hebrew alphabet. Understand, Yeshua is Jesus, or Yeshua is Sananda. So Sananda is his proper given name, Sananda. And Yeshua is the term you term as Jesus.
So are they one and the same, Zora?
They are.
Okay. So when we refer to Sananda and we refer to Yeshua, Yeshua is an aspect of Sananda, being the another son of Source.
Yes.
Okay, so it's an aspect. You know, just like
indeed.
Zora, you know, yeah, just like a lot of the, like, other beings, let's talk a little bit about Q. He can fractionalize himself into be here. Zora can do the same thing. So that's kind of what we're referring to. Okay, I had to put you on hold already, Jim, but good question. All right. Next caller is 607, ending in 3266. We've got seven more minutes left. One question, please. 3266. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Jane, for taking my call. This is Dick from New York. Zora,
hello,
my question. Hi. Zora, my question is the sightings that are being broadcast on the internet, the pictures of things that are happening in the sky, like the rainbows and the burning, supposedly burning petrol, and the entity that has come around the sun and is headed our way. This is Nibiru, right? Is that correct?
The what you term as the Nibiru is a proper name for that is Lemur. So I will tell you that Lemur that is coming around the sun and you're coming in the direction of Earth will not hit the Earth. It will go around it, of course, and it will not cause destruction as it is being foretold about. So you can forget about that. It will not be a catastrophic occurrence to occur. Lemur is the home planet of the Lemurians, and so it will pass the Earth, and it will not. But it will not cause massive, apocalyptic destruction upon the planet, because it is a controlled planet.
Okay. All set, Dick?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So that is now it sounds like it's so close that people can actually see it, or astronomers can see it already coming into place.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So this is a positive elliptical course, correct, for planet Earth?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. Okay, we'll have to talk about that again. All right, our next caller now is coming from 503, ending in 3323.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. This is Gary from Springfield, Oregon. And I have a question with regards to the latest information that we received some from Dr. Tom today, and it has to do with bank accounts and trying to get clear on exactly what's going to happen when we open accounts. Apparently, Dr. Tom is talking about us having a treasury account and that all of our funds will be in our treasury account. And then also talking about opening multiple bank accounts. And I'm confused about all this. We're only going to have one account.
Understand that the when he was speaking about the trust accounts, that has to do with your Social Security number. And that is where your existence has been traded over and over and over and over again. And of course the what you call your Social Security number is actually an account number. So that is what he was speaking about. That has been spoken of by several peoples, and several people have acted in the past who have acted upon trying to use the funds from that to buy certain things and got them in trouble. But understand that all that will be released upon the back to you, will be released back to you after the galactic disclosure is fully realized and announced, because all the secrets that the government has been hiding from you will be revealed at that time. So you will not have, there will not be any doubt as to what is going on.
Okay, I think I understand that part pretty well. Yes, go ahead, yes.
Yeah, so I can't say this enough times, you know, that we'll get all the information specifically regarding, you know, how we're going to get in. So I just real quick, so this is what happens when you go in. You go in with your trust or whatever, you get a form of trust, and all of the monies, all the funds that you have will go into your trust account. But, Zora, please,
I will put it on. Yes, I shall do that.
No. We only have two more minutes. So I just want to tell Gary and everybody else, when you go in, your monies are going to go into your trust or whatever trust that you put together. From your trust will go into several accounts. So you go from there, you'll be sitting down with all of your financial advisors, you know, whether they're wealth managers or whether they're trust people. You'll be forming a lot of different accounts depending, again, also on your projects and what you want to do with your money. So all of that, not to worry. All you're going to do is you'll get information. We'll have our call with our teacher. Everything will be explained in better detail once everything is complete on their end. I can't say. Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right.
All right. We only have like 2 minutes left, so let's go to 250 ending in 8877.
Hello. It's Marianne. Yeah, Marianne from Canada.
Yes, Marianne.
Hello. I wanted to ask Zora, I heard a talk yesterday that farmers are being told to more or less mow their crops, food crops down, and they're getting letters. They showed the official letters. Can this be stopped because they're then it looks like the cabal wants to create food shortages?
Of course. Go ahead.
Yes, the farmers just can say no. They are not going to mow down their crops.
Will they lose money if they don't? They cut off their supplements, so they're either told you take down your crop, or we'll spray Agent Orange over them, and we'll destroy your crops. So there's an active movement to create food shortages, and I wonder if you could stop it or something.
The people stop it. I do not stop it. The people stop it.
Well,
they're being told they have no choice.
Well, they're told that they have no choice. They'll either come on down yourself or agent. We're going to spray them with Agent Orange, and so they're creating food shortages.
No, that is misinformation.
Well, I heard that the farmers themselves say this.
Okay, okay, so
they showed the letters they got. They showed the letters they got from the federal government.
Yeah. Okay. Our call is just is over now. Okay, so here we are. Okay, guys. So if we continue with this call, and the only people right now that can listen to this call, and that's an important question, Marianne. Nobody else can listen to the calls except for the ones that are already on the call. And so the other people are going to be missing out on the rest of it. So we're going to end with your question. So, Zora, go ahead and let's talk a little bit about that so at least Marianne's question is answered fully.
Yeah, I'm really worried. Because already there, because of COVID, already the stores aren't carrying as much food, and they're using COVID as an excuse and all that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But the farmers having to destroy their crops is a real big issue.
Yeah. Right. So let me ask Zora a question. So Zora, we already know that behind the scenes everything is working so that we are exposing all this criminal acts by, you know, the government and who have you to depopulate our world. So I guess that's the main question right now is when is that going to stop so we don't have to be in fear of our lives, our survival, and then be able to go and bring in the new government and peace. And prosperity.
Well, there'll be no food. There'll be no food in the stores if this keeps up.
Yeah. So that's what I'm asking. I'm asking Zora when all of that will be stopping, right? Like immediately.
If it continues going the way it's going, the Galactic Federation will have to intervene.
Well, the food shortage is just a huge. They're creating it. They're announcing it, and. They want people to die either through the vaccine or starve to death. I don't know.
Of course. Yeah, we know. Okay. All right. So what is your final answer? Marianne, I'm going to have to put you on hold now. So what is your final resolution and answer to that question, Zora, at this time?
The answer is to stand your ground as a sovereign citizen and not allow them to scare you into submission. I'm talking to the farmers. Do not allow them to scare you into submission. You have the power.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power, not the government. You have the power to tell the government you send anything over my property, I'll shoot it down. it will not be spraying anything over anyone's crops or anything of that nature, because that is a detriment to humankind. They need to stand their ground and say no to what they are wanting them to do. Why would I want to destroy my crops that are going to benefit the people's livelihood? No, of course not.
Okay, so...
Simply say no.
Okay, thank you, Zora. All right, we need to end our call. And I know, Marianne, we hear you. That's basically what people are complaining about, whether it's their farms, whether it's their businesses, whether it's working or whatever. Same issues are coming forward. So what Zora and we are saying is that you could coalesce all of these farmers. If it isn't just one farm, they need to be able to empower themselves. I know they have an organization in which they can go ahead, come together, and put some sort of mandate. The people can mandate to the wherever that they refuse to have that done on their property, that they need to continue to do their work and, you know, bring in the lawyers, whatever that they can do on their own.
It's taking your power back. That's what they need to do. What we need to do is we could make those commands, whether it's to Prime Creation, Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, whoever you want to do this command for in terms of your spirit, that all of this is completely gone, and the only thing that remains is peace and prosperity. You have to see the other side of it, which is where we really are. This is already passed from the higher realms. Is that correct, Sora? Am I seeing that correct?
Correct.
It is done. So know that it is done. Now, for you as working and understanding in 3D, you have to do your own job, personally and spiritually, to do that job. If you can, and you are a speaker, Marian, go out there and try to bring the farmers together and say no to what they are demanding. The same thing with COVID. If you are in your own, if you're the only one in your area that is not wearing a mask, so be it. Well, good for you. And if they want to say, no, you have to put on a mask, and you say, well, I'm not going to go into your store. I'm not going to go there anymore because I know my own rights. It's about empowering oneself. And it always starts with the individual. It starts with all of us as a collective. And in regards to that person and those people, they need to be together. They need to be able to hire a lawyer who supports what they feel and know. Okay? All right. I think we're going to end our call. Our call has already ended, everyone. We will definitely have another call. I don't know whether maybe we'll do it also on Monday after the meditation with or prior to the meditation with Dr. Jerry. And I'm going to also see if I can bring in, you know, Ted Marr. Ted Marr has been a lawyer, was a lawyer, turned spiritual. So he's still a lawyer, just like a nurse or a doctor. You know, if you're retired, you're retired, but you still have a really good understanding of what the law is worldwide. So with that, everyone, Zora, let's go ahead and do a 5-4-3-2-1 for everyone, and we'll end our call. Until Monday, everyone, we'll have Zora back on our call. We'll probably start earlier than the 3 o'clock with Dr. Jerry. Go ahead, Zora. Let's do it, please.
5-4-3-2-1, receive.
5-4-3-2-1, we receive. And from the goddesses and gods of our very beings, our planet is completely healed. Healed of pain, healed of fear, healed, and we know it. We are in pure joy and love and abundance, and that is what we
need. Indeed.
And we are done. All right, everyone,
Indeed. Hang
in there. RV is coming also. Everything is kind of, it's coming. It is here already. So be in celebration for now. You know, everything that you see, send love to it, but be in joy and love. That's what's so key. That raises the vibrational frequencies to everyone. So we'll see you all on Monday. Thank you.